Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Always great to have your calls and your texts coming through. We'll head back to your calls very shortly on 1300 736 736. That open line brought to us by Werribee Kia. Werribee Kia always make buying cars easy. Always good to talk to the young guns in the game. And, well, the Gold Coast Suns have got plenty of them. The latest of them, Jake Rogers, the Round 7 rising star. Thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. Jake, great to have you on. Thanks for your time and congratulations.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on.
We always knew we were going to be talking to you. You've been cited from a long, long way out as being one of the next big things. So it's nice to see you hit the stage, the big stage, in such great form, Jake.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You're looking good. So how long ago, because I understand quite a few years ago, you started preparing yourself, wanting to have an AFL career. You're watching your diet. You're doing a lot of specific things to change your training techniques, all in the build-up to becoming an AFL footballer as soon as you were draft eligible.
Yeah, I think I was about 15 when I started to really take it serious with my diet and my training. And that's when I sort of started seeing results from that. So that was probably when I first started taking it serious. And then, I'm still at those professional habits now.
How do you do that when you're 15 or 16? You got friends and you got people who want to go out and you got, you know, there's alcohol on the horizon. There's a whole lot of distractions when you're pretty focused on being as best a human being as you could be and getting on an AFL list. How's the balance?
I think for me, it was just setting my goals. Obviously, I wanted to be an AFL player, so it takes a certain type of training and a certain way to hold yourself in terms of professionalism to get there. So I think I made a few sacrifices early on when I was probably 15, 16 in terms of like hanging out with mates and the bits and pieces of that. But I think it's held me in good stead, obviously, now that I've actually been drafted and I'm an AFL player. So, the sacrifices have its rewards as well.
You sort of got a little bit of Melbourne or footy heritage in you. You always wanted to be a footballer, even though you grew up in Queensland. You just spent a bit of time early on in Melbourne, but AFL as opposed to any other sport was always the one?
Yeah, obviously being born in Victoria, my whole family was massive AFL fans. So when we relocated to the Gold Coast, it was still front of mind for my family. So I started Auskick and went all the way through with AFL. Didn't really play any other sport apart from AFL. So, yeah.
I noticed you've adjusted that in your interview technique. I think you used to say you were massive Collingwood fans. Now you just say you were massive AFL fans, yeah?
Yeah, I was a Collingwood fan before I got drafted, so yeah.
You got to do a pre-season with the Gold Coast as well before the pre-season you've just done. So we talk a lot about the Sydney Academy and how the Sydney Academy players have pretty much known John Longmire from the age of 12 because they've come through their academy system. You also got the opportunity to get the Gold Coast experience by doing a full pre-season with Tuke Miller, etc., the year before you were even drafted. So you've now done two pre-seasons coming into your first season of AFL.
Yeah, spot on. I was fortunate enough to do the pre-season last year through the academy, and they've been so good for me, giving me opportunities just like that to spend the full pre-season. Obviously, players like Tuke Miller and Noah Anderson to learn off was just an unreal experience. And coming into this pre-season, I felt really confident I've obviously already done a whole pre-season with them.
And they knew you, so they had more trust in you because they saw how professional and competitive you were?
Yeah, well, they obviously saw me for the whole pre-season, day in, day out. So they knew me pretty well, which is a good thing. When I got drafted, they already had relationships with me, which is unreal.
The other thing that's impressed me a lot about your preparation, not just going back with your diet, etc., but you're a big film studier as well. You were studying film of Zach Butters and I think Shea Bolton and players down the ground, footage to work out how these great players of the game became great?
Yeah, well, I've always looked up to players like that, the smaller, fast type of players, which I have similar traits. I did heaps of vision and watching how they go about their business, trying to take little pointers off them. Yeah, so that was the main focus for me last year, yeah.
What did you get from it? Was it work rate or was it positioning? Or what did you learn from those bits of vision?
Especially those players that you mentioned, just their smarts. I think for me, just their positioning and the smarts they have around the football just allow them to get their hands on the footy, and then obviously they're really damaging with the footy, but also their work rate off ball. Yeah, just watching heaps of vision of where they run and when they run to those places. Yeah, trying to take that into my game.
So you were the third of the locals drafted. Jed Walter picked 3, Ethan Reid picked 9, you were picked 14, and then Will Graham was taken pick 26. So it's a nice little group of guys that you've known for a long time.
Yeah, we obviously went through juniors all together, playing against each other, playing with each other with rep teams and all that sort of stuff. So when you go through academy all with them, you become pretty close and to all get drafted together. And then we've always spoke about playing at the highest level together, which is AFL. So, yeah, we all did that last week, which is an unreal experience and something that we'll all cherish.
Did the recruiters get the pecking order wrong? Should you have been the pick 3? How did they work out who was best?
that's not my department.
It's not, but it does give me the feel like you've got ownership of the club, as if this is your club, it's in your hands now from an earlier age. It seems as if that's something that doesn't happen with new recruits to other clubs who almost have to spend their time at the club for a couple of years before it does become their club.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have a really young group, like with Noah Anderson, Ben King, Matt Rao, and then the new crop that just came in with us academy boys. I think it's a really strong and exciting group that we're all really keen to. We've all bought into Dimmer's game plan, and we're all really excited. And youth, we have young youth as well, so it's good.
Yeah, and a pretty good game on the weekend, obviously, to get nominated. Just your second game, 22 possessions, 13 contested, 8 score involvements. You kicked a goal and you equaled the club record for the most goal assists in a game, which is, you know, it's an amazing second up performance. So where do you see yourself gravitating? You're a goal kicker, you've got a good goal sense as well, but you're going to be a midfielder. There's a lot of talk about whether you'll do the Cozzy Pickett or that kind of role as well, forward mid, but would you rather be a mid/forward second?
I've always wanted to be a midfielder. I think I played that all through my juniors, but I knew I was going to come in and hopefully play a half forward or high half forward role, which I think I'm starting to get the hang of, and I'm starting to execute pretty well. So, I'm just trying to get Dinner's belief, and I'd love to, in the future, be a midfielder.
And a big game, Q Clash. It's the biggest Q Clash ever.
Yeah, I grew up watching the Q Clashes here at home, at home stadium here and at the Gabba. So to be involved in one of them would just be unreal.
Did you used to take the drive up to the Gabba and watch them?
Yeah, I went up a couple of times to watch the Q Clashes and other games at the Gabba, which is good. And then a lot of home games here, which was Metricon, when it was that. Used to come here all the time and watch the Q Clash. So, yeah, it's good.
Will this be the biggest moment for you so far then? I know the debut's huge and your second game was massive, but to run out on the Gabba in a Q Clash must be the part of something of dreams?
Yeah, for sure. I think I've had a few ticket holders with debuting, and then obviously now the Rising Star. I think this would just be another one to tick off. I think the Q Clash has always been massive, and really excited for this Sunday.
Everyone's excited about you, Jake. I hope you feel the love right now, because you've got so much going for you. I hope you really do feel that right across the country, not just those people in Queensland.
Thanks, I appreciate that, mate.
We can feel it down here. When you get near the ball, people get excited, let alone when you get it. So good luck to you, Jake. Can't wait to see you on Sunday night. You've got it's a prime time audience as well. You've got all of Sunday night. You've got all of Australia watching you on a Sunday night. It's a different time slot.
Yeah, that's unreal with the Monday. We have a Monday public holiday. So, hopefully that Sunday night's a good win for us. And, really excited for it.
Can't wait to see you, Jake. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, mate.
Jake Rogers, Rising Star from the Gold Coast Suns for the round. Thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. Back to your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. The open line brought to us by Werribee Kia. Werribee Kia always making buying cars easy.